The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
Do not go out after dark. That is when the beast will hunt.
Gregor says there was something lurking in the darkness tonight. Something that was hunting.
Shh.
What?
Listen.
Congratulations, Miss Creed.
What do you want from me?
Right this way, my dear.
Anya, help me, please!
If I die inside there, Bob goes free.
Of course.
I want that sword.
The sword stays with me. That's my final offer.
Here's my counteroffer. The sword, Anya. Now.
Rogue Angel number 12, The Soul Stealer, from Graphic Audio.
And now, our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents William W. Johnstone's Jackknife by William W. Johnstone and J.A. Johnstone. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by Michael Laplogo, David Coyne, Karen Carbone, Lily Beacon, Elliot Dash, Eric Messner, Colleen Delaney, Elizabeth Demery, Mort Shelby, Thomas Penny, Tim Carlin, Stephen Carpenter, Terrence Aselford, Dylan Lynch, Michael Glenn, Ken Jackson, Dolores King-Williams, Nanette Savard, and Bobby Aselford.
Muhammad Rasulullah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha.
In Washington today, the mood is tense as hostile rhetoric flies between Tel Aviv and Tehran over the Iranian government's continued refusal to suspend its nuclear program. Israeli officials say they'll take whatever action is necessary to defend the country in the face of intelligence indicating Iran intends to launch a nuclear strike at Jerusalem. Tehran accuses the Israelis of paranoia, warmongering, and threatening the tenuous stability of the Middle East. Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. French, German, and Russian officials are calling on the United Nations to step in and restrain Israel from taking any aggressive actions. The White House says the president is also urging Israel's prime minister to use restraint. A White House spokesperson quoted the president as saying, "War is not the answer. It has never been the answer, and it never will be."
Hamed al-Bashar felt his chest swell with pride as the bent, robed, and hooded figure of Sheikh Abu ibn Kahir shuffled along the line of freedom fighters, pausing to speak quiet words of encouragement to each of them. The Sheikh traveled to this remote hill village from the south of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?